Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jim on it. This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Podcast, yeah, like, subscribe, surprise. Yeah.
Oh, what is wrong with you today? People will hear it, right? You'll hear it. Are you tired? Are you overworked? Are you cranky?
No, I'm actually not cranky.
Somebody scratched the car and it wasn't your car.
I'm in one of those beyond caring phases of life where, but it's a good, it's like, I actually don't care. So I'm just going to be like, yeah.
But even this morning, you'll hear it in a few minutes, even when we're talking about the good news headlines that we've been waiting for a year and a half for, and Hazel's dancing around to Lizzo in her house.
Her hair is down to her bottom.
Yeah. And she's jumping around to Lizzo songs because she can't wait to get her hair done. And Nobby, you'll hear him. He's a cranky little cranky face.
No, I'm just coming up with ways that, I suppose, reopening of hairdressers means nothing to me about me. But it's not all about me.
Well, it sounds like it's all about
Brian
you.
O'Donovan, I've written a book now.
Let us know. Like, he's calmed down a bit now. But like, in the first bit of this podcast, you're going to hear him. He's a bit... Now he's having it sounds like you're enjoying being cranky. That's how.
That's the best way.
You're the Grouch from Sesame Street.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't have to cut my hair.
Yeah. It's like that. That's
it. Up your hole.
That's it.
With a lemon roll.
But like someone said to me yesterday, who I don't work with directly, but I've worked for a long time, and they were just telling me about somebody else who works in this business, and I said, oh, I've never met them. I've heard about them, and she goes, well, he's as grumpy as you, so you'd probably get on well. And she laughed.
But you're not grumpy.
No, it's just a thing.
If you saw Nobby driving a car in traffic, he looks like he wants to kill. But he's not like that in real life. So you've a resting face that's very angry. You've got a kind of grumpy expression, but you're genuinely a very easygoing fella.
I often look at people,
but you're cranky today.
When they're walking along to me on the street or whatever, and they have a smile on their face, and I'm looking at them going, what are they smiling about?
Yeah.
Because to me, the idea of actually...
See, I always think, what are they listening to, or what's happened to them?
But they're not as nothing. But the idea of me having to forcibly put a smile on my face while I walk down the street, I'm not doing that.
No, well, I wouldn't smile. When, like, so
what's
when
that
I,
about, like?
I'm the opposite way, right? So I'm away with the fairies, so I'm listening to something or I'm thinking about something and I don't see people. I told you this. You know,
he doesn't see people, he doesn't hear people.
So now I've got to the stage where there's neighbours and sometimes I don't recognise them because like, I don't know what they're driving. And I don't recognize them with sunglasses on and masks, and I don't know which is my neighbors that I know and which are the neighbors that I don't know. So now I've started waving at all my neighbors, and the ones that don't know me are thinking, why is he waving at me?
No, I wouldn't bother with Dale.
I'm just doing a just in case wave because I've driven past neighbors before, and everyone I know, like even my missus, says that I've driven past her and I look fed up, and I just didn't see her. So I think people think I'm rude because I don't see them. So now I'm waving at everyone just in case. Hello neighbours. What is wrong with that guy?
I just be like me and don't care what anybody thinks.
Well, you know,
I don't care.
I don't think about it much, but I just want to be, I don't want to offend anybody.
No, you certainly don't.
I'm away with the fairies.
He really is. He really is.
I'm in the middle of a song. I'm singing, like, I'm either singing or I'm listening to something or I'm having a
God
laugh.
God only knows what goes on in there sometimes.
Or I'm on the phone or something. It's whatever it is. What do you mean God only knows?
It's just true. It's like, it's just funny. Someone said to me,
you're a funny guy. Funny how? Funny like I'm usually.
What's Jim like? Is he gas? He is. Yeah, he's funny. He's funny. And he is away with the fairies. And you wouldn't know what the fuck he's thinking about sometimes. And yeah,
that's fair enough.
That's our Jim.
That's fair enough. I'd say you know me fairly well.
Our Jim.
Yeah.
We wouldn't change him.
Oh, no. Well, Aaron Nobby was very cranky today. You're going to hear it in a few seconds.
I know, it's good. It feels like we really are. Today now's the day. And I know we haven't done the old Mihole announcements at six, but I think now this could be the last one.
Oh, jeez. You know? Don't drink us.
Well, I don't think they're going to drink us. I jinx us, maybe.
Well, don't drink us. Don't be putting off our drinks.
But, like, the idea that we could have, I mean, I know everyone, let's not even get into the whole, oh, it'll be 3 years till life's really back to normal. I don't know. But imagine, like, imagine 8 weeks from now, it could be really good. Like, you go to the gym, get your hair done whenever you want, meet your mates for a pint in town, not have to sign into a bloody poxy form that no one ever rings you on anyway, order goujons for £9. None of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
Kind of feel, I think we've all had things going on in our heads that you don't even realise it's going on in your head. And when this does properly end, it'll only be then that we'll go, Jesus, actually, that did kind of get in on me and I didn't even realise it at the time, but now I'm out of it, I do. There's, it's like when you get out of a bad relationship.
There's certain news presenters that I'll never trust again because it's like they're enjoying themselves. Yeah. It's like they enjoy doing bad news. And they do, I won't go into specifics.
But every night is breaking. They, it's not breaking.
It's like they're, they won't know what to do with themselves.
No.
when there is no numbers.
No.
And when there is no updates.
So I think we're all still in adrenaline mode, believe it or not. And I think that when we can all just take your foot off the accelerator that stops you just getting on with it, that's when everyone will go, Jesus, that was mad.
Oh, it's mad.
So we're not there. And I don't mean in the it's mad in this way.
It is mad.
I really think it's only till it's over. Like, I'd say when you win the World Cup, you go, Jesus, and people go, it hasn't sunk in yet.
Do you remember the first, during lockdown one, say, where you first went to do a big shop because you weren't going to leave the house?
Yeah, think about how different you feel even now about then.
I remember all the cars were in all the drives, and that's how I always know where everything is.
Yeah.
That's my top tip, by the way, to know if the supermarkets are empty, have a look at your estate, and if all the cars, if they have driveways, if they're all in their driveways, if every house is full of cars, that's a snapshot of your estate. So chances are, when you get to the supermarket, the car park will be empty. I'm telling you, it works every time.
But
I remember driving down with my mask on, going, "This is."
Did you drive in your own car on your own with your mask on?
No, I didn't. But you know what I mean. I put my mask on when I got out of the car. But I remember thinking, I remember seeing people parking off to the corner, and people were very nervous. I'm making masks out of t-shirts, all that kind of stuff.
God.
And I've kind of forgotten about how freaked we all were.
Forgot about t-shirt masks.
T-shirt masks. I did a thing on air, had to make them.
I know you did. I know.
They were good t-shirt masks.
Yeah, just like, but even thinking back a year back to what it was like now to then, hopefully it's better. But yeah, look. Anyway, hopefully everyone.
Fingers crossed.
We all need to get off this boat in one piece.
Yeah.
So there's our, this counselling session cost you absolutely nothing.
So you've heard Nobby now. He's calmed down. Have a little listen, because you're going to hear when this starts up now from this morning, earlier this morning, he was in a little crank. If you said black, he would have said white. And that's coming up. Also, Nicky Byrne was listening this morning.
Yeah, he was.
He suggested a terrible nod.
He wasn't listening to 2FM either.
He wasn't. But, you know.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's grand.
Fine. So.
If I worked at McDonald's, I'm sure I could go into Burger King when I left.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have you'll hear Hazel wanting to dance to Lizzo. We'll talk about
Hazel started this Lizzo crack last night at 9 o'clock, texting me going, you better be Lizzo in the morning.
Yeah,
you know,
Andrew Byrne, the comedian, with us as well.
His name not Andrew Ryan.
What did I call him?
Byrne.
Who's Andrew Byrne?
Nicky Byrne.
Andrew Byrne. I must be from Nicky.
I'm sure there's an Andrew Byrne.
Andrew
out there.
Ryan, of course. Yeah, sorry about that. We'll talk about Star Wars, Netflix, hair songs, and
all the things.
Niall Horan. It's all on the way. Enjoy the podcast. Here comes Cranky Knobs. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Yes, it is. Just for all the ladies. And Hazel, like, I asked her, was she on the wine last night? She was messaging me last night going, you have to play this song on the show tomorrow. Like, we play it anyway.
I do my hair toss, check my nails.
I think just because nails and hair, she's like,
oh yes, very good, I see.
She's like, I'm like Rapunzel. She just keeps sending me woohoo and woo. Play it. Okay, we'll play it at some point. Yeah, no, probably played it yesterday.
It's a big deal. Even fellas are saying, I can't wait to get my hair cut. So, I mean, imagine. the ladies.
Yeah.
Of course, ladies, you know that through the entire pandemic, I thought you were beautiful anyway.
I did my nails this morning. It's grand, yeah. Nail clippers out. Half
did
five.
You do your hair toss, though?
I did my hair last weekend in the shower. Even cleaned up the shower, stubble
the
after
same.
Myself.
It's Lizzo's song is ruined with the thoughts of you
if
doing
If anything,
your
the last whatever has taught me is it's amazing having to shave your head because none of this has affected me whatsoever. My
well,
eyebrows
isn't that great for you, Nobby? But what about everybody else?
What about
all
me?
The Rapunzels out there?
What about me?
Yeah, exactly. Rapunzels.
Look at those eyebrows. They take care of themselves. I don't even have to pluck them.
Self-catering, are they?
Yeah.
Going Goujon is the headline. Beer gardens and outdoor dining in June. May 10th for haircuts and internal travel.
By the way, the €9 substantial meal. That's gone.
Good, because it wasn't that substantial and it was an awful waste of food.
I like the nachos.
You can still get nachos, Nobby, with your self-grooming eyebrows. €9 meal and wet pubs tag all scrapped. So it means all pubs are opening.
Absolutely. I wonder if Hazel had her microphone. Like, she really is.
Sip, snip, hooray is a good headline as well.
Who?
Sip, snip, hooray.
Sip, snip, hooray.
Hooray. Drink, that's a very good headline. Well done, whoever did that. That's the Irish Daily Mirror. Drinkers could be downing pints in beer gardens. Always drink responsibly. In a month's time, if the government's green lights reopen plan today.
Hazel, can you just give us, you know, how does it feel as a woman to hear this kind of stuff?
There you go. Do you hear the happiness there?
Seriously, I have not been this happy in over a year.
What do you get first done? What have you, when you book in?
That's not too private a question.
Jim, it's early in the morning.
No, I mean, like, will you do your hair or will you go to, what'll you get done? Like, will you get a trim, you know?
It'll be the hair. Literally, yeah. It's down to my backside.
So they're saying you can't queue up anymore.
No, it has to be appointments.
Yeah. But women make appointments for their hair. That's fine.
All the time. Yeah.
That's normal.
So
it's the lads who just queue up and go, oh, it'll be half an hour, sorry.
Yeah.
They're not letting you do that.
But you could lash through more, I'd say, as a barber anyway. So can you book it in now or wherever you go?
I'm going to get straight on to my woman this morning.
My woman?
Didn't want to disturb her last night. It was a disturbing mark last night as it was.
Yeah, I said, are you on the wine? Like, she was texting me about her hair at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like,
what okay. is there any other, that's a great song, that's a good choice. What, is there any other songs that would be appropriate for getting your hair
here
did?
Come the girls, I don't know.
Here come the girls. Yeah.
Sugar Babes covered, I think, didn't they? Or
here come
girls
the girls.
Aloud or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, when are you playing Liz on work?
Whenever you like, Hazel. Whenever you like.
Let's wait till all the work from homers are coming down the stairs at 5 to 9.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing for us. We don't care about hairdressers. We want the commute to come back.
Okay, well, I'll wait. Yes.
All right, okay.
Powering up the computer.
Try contain yourself.
For the kettle.
I can't, it's a good news day.
It is a good news day. We've been a long time waiting for that.
It is.
A long time.
By the way, I'm sorry, Neil, they haven't announced anything yet.
No, they haven't, but sure.
Will you and your eyebrows just take a sit down and chill?
Have you not met our government?
So, I might reverse everything I've just said.
So the rumour anyway is that from when in June, like normal pubs, like they're not differentiating between. Sorry, Hazel, go on.
Seventh of June. Yeah.
Right. But you have to have a beer garden or an outdoor area.
Yes, you do.
I like outside.
So
anyway.
That still rules out a lot of those pubs that we like in town, Jim.
Good. Well,
what
not
do you mean good.
No, I mean not good for them. No, but like I'm sure they'll have outside areas. No, yeah, they'll have an outside area. Like they'll all.
What if they can't fit it? It's town.
We always drink outside those places anyway.
Yeah.
They'll have a hatch.
Keep the faith, lads. Just keep the faith.
I've got the faith. Yeah.
No, I think it's very good for local pubs because local pubs generally will have probably more. They'll have a smoking area, or whatever. So
yeah.
Look, a lot of town ones do, but you know what I mean. Like the real old school Dublin ones.
A lot of paths.
I feel you're not focusing on the positive here, Mark.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Hazel. I don't care. I can do my own hair.
Yeah, grumpy head this morning.
We've been waiting for a year and a half for this news.
I have to be the antidote. That's or the whatever.
The antidote.
Go on, change the habit of a lifetime.
We wanted the antidote for a long time.
No, the other one. Thanks, right. Hazel.
Bye.
She's very happy.
So that is very good. Dining outside on the cards. I know what I'm saying is I do like outdoors.
I don't mind
wearing a coat. Like,
no.
It's a nippy day.
No, absolutely not.
I don't mind it. Like, you know.
There's Sesame Street, I Love My Hair. That's
okay.
That's another song that we could do.
Sesame Street, I Love My Hair.
and have they mentioned gyms? No? I didn't really hear anything about gyms.
The indoor stuff is more complicated, isn't it? So anything that we can do outdoors is going to be a bonus. So Tánaiste Laoghaire Record said they would be all treated equally, and hairdressers would open in early May. Tipperary bar owner TJ McInerney declared, "I'm over the moon about it. I'm on the verge of tears."
Gyms are 7th of June also.
Excellent.
So this just came out of nowhere. Like, it was all, oh, there's a few cases on the rise, and then everything's opening, lads.
Yeah, no, there is a few cases on the rise, but look, we just... I think that's what they're saying. Like, let's not go start acting like it's gone or anything.
The biggest
like that.
Shipment of Pfizer that we've got so far arrived into the country yesterday.
So this is great news.
And on a separate note, David Brent style office managers are apparently the best ones to work for. I've no idea why someone came up with this, but it's true. They did research for the Hack Future Lab and found that bosses who put fun and friendship before productivity are more likely to retain staff than those who take themselves too seriously.
Wow. Another good news.
All kind of makes sense now.
Late audience could be back, says Tuberty.
Another good news, did you say?
Well, for the toy show and stuff like that.
Sure, he'll be finished now in 3 weeks. That'll be the
season
over.
I think they're going to have frontline workers in after talking to himself.
Oh, great.
No studio audience.
Sure, they had just frontline the audience people, right.
Yeah, they're going
to
have
So after a year and a half of all they've gone through, they have to look at a Ryan Tuberty on a Friday night.
Well.
Literally in the flesh.
There might be some free stuff, you know. But things are changing.
Yeah, they are.
Which is great news for everybody except Nobby.
No, it's good news too. I'm just making the point. I don't have to go to a barber and queue up ever again. So here's Gaga Hair. Did she mention hair in this? Oh, there it is.
I know some hair songs, but like they're better than that. But they.
What about this one?
Need a trip to the beauty shop, 'cause I love what I got on top. It's curly and it's brown and it's right up there. You know what I love, that's right, my hair. I really love my hair
and my eyebrows.
It's just Hazel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
this is Hazel Owen singing now. Listen to her.
Come on, hairdressers. Imagine the tips they're going to be getting. People are so delighted to see them.
I really, really, really love my hair.
I saw a good thing on a tip, and it was like, so they give the option to tip, you know? So it's like, for the 10% and above that, they have sound, ultrasound, and mega sound for 25%. Or you can skip.
That's just for losers. Skipping's for losers.
So get ready.
And Mix have a song called Hair as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. You should know this is always on repeat.
It's
in your
always
house.
On, yeah. So that's great.
It is good. Very, very good. I love my hair. Yeah. Surprise accessory. They normally have a few more lyrics in these songs.
You see that Bruno Mars one? That is an absolute banger.
What's that?
Bruno Mars has this song. And like the message in it is actually brilliant for kids. And this one's that one used to be on heavy rotation.
This is when he was doing relatable music, not like this weird stuff that's out at the moment.
I don't know, that song's kind of grown on me. This is such a catchy song.
It's also called Don't Give Up, so.
Yeah. When you wanna do something that's new, and it seems really, really hard to do. You feel like quitting, you feel you're through. Well, I have some advice for you. Don't give up. Keep on trying. Every song seems to make sense today, doesn't it? I don't give up. Don't ever quit. Try, and you can do it. Don't give up. Yeah. If you want to catch a ball, but you're having no luck at all. The ball hits your head, it hits your nose, it hits your belly, your chin and toes. Well, try and try and try again. Keep on trying and soon then you'll put your hands out in the air. You'll catch that ball, yes, this I swear. Don't give up, keep on going. You're on a boat, so keep on rolling. Don't give up, don't ever stop. Try and try and you'll come out on top. Don't give up. Do you know the way most parents would have a playlist that has to be, you have to go through a certain amount of things that you have to listen to before bed? That was on our playlist. So that song, I know every word of that
back song. Shivers.
That's good.
in a really weird thing on YouTube for YouTube videos. You normally get a certain amount of dislikes. It has 240,000 likes, but it has 100,000 dislikes. I've never seen that many dislikes.
It's a lot of dislikes.
Either people don't like puppets or they really despise Bruno Mars.
Well, it's 100,000 dislikes, but after 140 million views. So
it's still it's very weird. It's like it's almost 50-50 ish. Well, don't give up is the message there. We won't have to soon because it'll be hopefully back to normal for as many people listening as possible. We will be doing Instagram. The odds, you know, probability are probably that you won't win because you had a winner yesterday.
We had two winners late last year.
In the same week,
back
yeah.
to back.
Okay, well,
in the same day.
Try.
Day after day. Yeah.
Instagram is back at 8:10, 8:15, that kind of time. And the qualifying question is just a bit of gup. Under the stories.
This is Robbie Alarm Clock at 7:04.
Speaking of Little Mix, there are more songs, hair songs. So memorable that we've all forgot about this.
Oh, yeah.
That's more out of my hair. I presume it was sponsored by GHD because the GHD hair dryer is in it.
There's a lot of product placements in that video.
Yes, there is.
We're looking for a song that would be appropriate for the little bit of good news.
Especially for the ladies.
Possibly knocking around. It's about hairdressers, about things coming back, about...
And then, do you remember this song?
Oh, yeah. Willow Smith.
Hey, girls, I just hope, like, a lot of people trying to get appointments in golf courses, they were booked out. I just hope you can get your hair done.
Once you have your booking, then that's your golden ticket, yeah, isn't it?
Can you get a booking if you know other people haven't already jumped the queue?
If you're a hairdresser, let us know, what's it looking like? How is the phone? Is the phone... Do you have to turn it off? It's melting so much?
Don't know if many hairdressers have online booking systems. I'd imagine there's a lot of still over the phone. You got to ring up.
Let us know if you're a hairdresser, because I hope you enjoyed the rest, because it looks like you're going to be busy.
Oh, there's punk rocker with... no, there was flares in my hair.
What happened to Willow Smith?
Everyone thought still living a very rich, lucky life.
No, I know, but like the music career didn't really happen, did it?
No.
Everyone thought, this is going to be a megastar. Here we go. It's just kind of that, wasn't it?
Good morning to Julian, who's 8 today, and he's our biggest fan. He loves Cobra Kai. Thanks, Julian.
How you doing, Julian?
How are you?
Good as hell. We've had a couple of singers. We've had a couple of people tell us where they're going to be going. I can't wait to see my sister back in Peter Marks and Lucan, says one.
She's not your sister, because you're just not going to ask her anyway.
And here she is singing.
If we don't love you anymore.
Sounds happy.
You'll walk your front self out the door. I do my hair,
yeah. That's Fiona O'Brien. Even got the high notes.
It's good. Well done.
I am really, really looking forward to the beauty salons opening. I cannot wait to get a pedicure. And my nails done. Yes, very excited.
It's the little things hashtag, isn't it?
Be great.
Big shout out to Fiona O'Donovan and all the girls in the hair and makeup loft in Glasnevin. Best hairdressers in town.
Let us know. Shout out to your salons, shout out to your hairdresser.
Wait to see Karen and all the girls in the Hive in Dame Lane.
Dame Lane, I think you said the Hive.
The Hive, I think. The
Graduate Hair Salon in Colester, best hairdressers around. Letitia, who owns it, has been doing my hair since we were in school. And I have graduated, see what I did there? On to Keith and Kathy, who I cannot wait to see.
Yeah, I like that. They need a few more shops around it, though.
Don't let them back. I'm going to have to look after the kids.
I find all this talk of hairdressing to be quite offensive because I'm bald.
Shout out to Steph and the A-Team and Salon Aurora in Newlands Cross. Can't wait to get back in.
What is it like? Is it just sitting in the chair?
I didn't get their hair done.
But like, what is it about women that they love getting, like...
It makes them feel even more beautiful than they are.
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah.
Like sitting in, having someone up in your face, doing your nails. And
wearing, you know, wearing a hat because you're not happy with your hair.
Hold your leg this way and I just need to get... Oh, jeez. Like, it's all pain and...
It is, but like, you know, the end result is you're feeling good.
Yeah,
you're clicking your fingers
and
you got the sass back. Yeah. Get your sass back, girls and lads. Like, I mean, there's no shout out to the barbers yet.
I don't think it's a big, like, it's like an event. It's like the equivalent for the lads is going meeting the lads and going out for
some of the barbers I've been to. Like they'd be very old school and they wouldn't have the booking system that they're going to have.
I don't think a lot of so a lot of them don't.
They're going to be scratching their heads. They're going to have to get somebody in to help them with that, because it's like, hello, yeah, I want to get. Now when I go to the barbers, sometimes there's a guy who looks like his hair is done. Right,
when you go to the barbers, they turn the sign at the door that says close.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hey, here we go. That's the afternoon gone. No, they don't. They rattle through me, right?
Yeah.
But I sit down and I go, how are you? How's it going? Get a newspaper, whatever it is. And you'll have to sign a thing now. I want you to say on your phone number where you you were there.
All that contact tracing, is that still going to be?
That's probably. Anyway, so there's always a guy in the chair who looks like his hair is done. It's done and dusted, and they keep going. And
they
have
to justify the price, Jim.
No, they're fiddling away and they're doing little shavy bits. Yeah. But like, the hair, his hair is grand. He's done. Come on. Where's me? And they go zhum zhum. They just shear me like a sheep.
Zhum zhum for Jim zhum.
Anyway,
shout out to Keith Daniels, Buddy Farmer, best barber in town.
There you go.
Everyone loves
Nicky Byrne.
Where they go, best barber in town.
Lads, I'm just wondering when the bowling alleys are back open, because I want to shine up my bald head. Don't forget the baldies.
I tried to defend the baldies earlier on. I got told I was being negative.
Not only am I looking forward to getting my hair done by my amazing hairdresser, Tina, in Hotheads in Maynooth.
Hotheads,
good night.
I cannot wait for barbers to open, because what? My fella looks like, I don't know, like there's actually no words to describe him. His hair has gotten that big and long, and it's disgraceful. Like, I'm actually ashamed to be seen with him.
Yeah, there is that. Like, you know, I get away with it because I've had my hair kind of like this for a while. But there's a few people.
It's never been any other way.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a few people though. Like our friend Jerry McBride. Have you seen his hair?
I've seen a lot of guys on telly. They look ridiculous.
It's just getting higher and higher and higher, yeah. And it's odd looking. So that guy can't wait to get in there and get trimmed.
I understand. Yeah, but if everyone just shaved their head for the last few months, you would have looked fine. Most people, you look alright with it. Like.
Oh, that was a real lockdown one thing to do. Lockdown 3, and everyone just went bushy.
Maybe.
Everyone did the COVID cut. Oh, you're getting a COVID cut here. Yeah.
Well, good luck with the hair, ladies, and the nails, and the pedicures, and the eyebrows, and the treading, and the whatever else. And put your leg around your ears so I can get in there.
And when you got your doodid, I'll see you outside for scoops.
Yeah. You will, yeah.
Niall Horan has become an investor and a shareholder in the athleisure brand Gym and Coffee.
So Gym Plus Coffee.
You can get him. He'll be an ambassador for that.
The old bod is involved there as well, somewhere along the line. So yeah, 2 days ago, Niall just walked in, sat down on a thing in the middle of a shop and said, hello. And that was it. So that's obviously...
That's what he's doing, yeah. The first time I bought some Gym Plus Coffee gear, I was struck by the high quality of the clothing and delighted to see they were an Irish brand with a serious team behind them. It's the operation.
I've yet to see one on the north side. I see a lot of them. Last time I was in Marley Park, there was Gym Plus Coffee hoodies everywhere.
Well, all the love you Niles out there. We know we know what you're going to be buying.
All the love you
to
Huns.
To represent, Lana Del Rey has announced her new album, Blue Bannisters. and she has a new song called Listen.
Blue Bannisters.
Blue Bannisters.
What's that meant to mean, like?
These banisters were blue.
And that's it. There's nothing deeper than
You'll have to ask Lana Del Rey. Said he'd come back every May just to help me if I paint my
banisters blue. Blue banisters. I'm out there, have blue banisters in their gaff. Are they nice? Said he'd fix
my weather vein. She's in Woody's. She's picking out paint.
I got a pair of blue balls once sliding down a pair of banisters. They weren't blue though. Very dangerous.
Blue banisters.
Do you want to hear that? See the video of Niall Jim, just to put a little context on it. Hello.
Hey everyone, I want to let you know about an incredible Irish business and a great success story. And I'm very proud to announce that I have invested in this brand and its amazing community. Jim Plus Coffee is an amazing Irish club.
Amazing,
brand.
It's amazing.
They built a passionate community around everything they do. Quality of the gear is absolutely incredible. But their mission to make life richer and stay healthy and active is what really inspired me to join them and support them in any way I can. And the fact that they're Irish is an absolute bonus for me. I'm hugely proud to call Ireland home, and I've been so fortunate to have received lots of help and opportunities along the way throughout my career. I'm excited to now lend support to an up-and-coming Irish business and help bring them to the global stage.
If anyone is investing, they would invest in a microphone from.
I'm going to sue. I'm having a coffee at the moment, and my name's Jim.
Jim Plus Coffee.
Yeah. Netflix new Play Something Shuffle feature is here to solve your movie night indecision. So if you don't know what to do, have you seen this yet? So it says if you're indecisive, if it sees you,
everyone's indecisive. It's too much.
If it sees you fiddling, right?
Yeah.
Flicking through the various. Do you want to watch this? No. Do you want to watch that? No. Do you want something funny? It just goes hit this, and we'll play something that we know.
It's like Netflix roulette then.
But they know from your.
Your algorithm. Yeah.
They know exactly what you like. They really do. And you just hit go and take a risk on it. And they'll play you something. And you have to just let
them. It's not just going to pick crime for everybody at the moment, because everyone's watching something to do with crime.
There's an awful lot of crime, yeah. Anyway, really the is. Play Something button will appear in several places on Netflix's app, including underneath your profile when you log in, the left side navigation bar, and the 10th row of Netflix's homepage. If you're down to the 10th row, you know you're really struggling.
Would you knock it off with those giant thumbs?
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, we're just looking for something to watch.
You never thought that maybe pushing my buttons all day was going to be harmful to me? You take orders from me now. I'm going to show you a little thing called play. Ow! Stop!
Sex ed.
People, you just slayed 2 seasons of this. Okay, focus up. With Play Something, Netflix will drop you right into a new show or movie. And it's all based on what you've watched.
Bridgerton.
Your Majesty, our friend here was in the Duke's chambers every night last week, okay? Please, if you...
You watch Bridgerton without me.
The costumes are just so beautiful.
You love the costumes?
I do.
You love the sex?
Can it spot when someone's running ahead if you're cheating?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's different.
That'd be very good.
Dermot Kennedy's music firm racked up big profits last year despite the impact of the pandemic.
What should we talking here, Jim Plus Coffee?
There's the Riggins Touring Limited. Record profits up from... the 2019 figure of 118,000 up to 469,000 in the last 12 months.
It's all right. Pay a wage, isn't it?
Now, if he'd done the gigs that he'd planned to do...
Now, they don't rest in his account. That money rests in Ticketmaster's account.
Right, okay. So if he completed all the shows that he'd planned to do...
Oh, yeah, it'd be way up, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. He'd be through the roof.
I'm surprised he's not involved in Jim Plus Coffee with the amount of hoodies he wears.
He probably has his own brand of them coming out.
I'd buy one. I actually would.
Yeah. They do small, medium and giant.
Hey. Very good, Jim.
Thank you. Stephen Graham has been spotted.
No, you're
I'm finished.
You know, I'd go out in the high.
Alright, fella,
one, yeah.
Okay, go out in the high.
Yeah.
Alright. I've just so much nourish for you.
More after 8.
But somebody that nobody's looking forward to seeing again.
No. What have they been doing for the last year? I'd say fairly quiet.
Oh, I'd say they've been just twiddling.
How will they get their commission?
Oh yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the Clampers, we haven't forgotten you. Hello, boys and girls. Today we're going to meet Mr. Clamper.
How are you doing?
Mr. Clamper is a big round man
who lives in a van. That's right, he never goes to sleep either, as he might miss a potential opportunity to ruin someone's day.
I'm always watching you.
Mr. Clamper gets called lots of rude names.
You're a f***ing
You're ruining my day, you f***.
Mr. Clamper isn't very popular with all the other boys and girls, because his job is to bring unhappiness to all the boys and girls in Dublin.
I don't even care about whether they're happy or not. Do you understand me? I don't care. I've got a job to do.
Have you ever heard your mummy or daddy talking about Mr. Clamper? I bet they used some rude words, didn't they?
Oh, Declan, the Clamper is an awful...
Mr. Clamper is a tosser.
Yeah, I heard it.
Mr. Clamper is a tit.
I don't care what you call me. What have you got to do? Now, don't be getting in my way.
Where's Mr. Clamper going today?
Hello.
He's driving around looking for cars that have run out of time on their meter. Hello, Mr. Clamper.
Hello.
Where are you going today, Mr. Clamper?
I'm off to Meridian Square because I can clamp loads of cars there, you know what I mean? Bang, bang, bang. I make loads of money.
Mr. Clamper wears a uniform and a hat. That makes him feel like he's a guard or someone important. Which, of course, he isn't. Sure you're not, Mr. Clamper.
Shut up. Now you. And don't be giving me any lip. I am like a guard, okay?
Some people call Mr. Clamper a jumped-up Johnny.
I am not. How dare you? Do you know who I am? I'm Mr. Clamper.
Mr. Clamper has arrived at a car on Merrion Square. This car is 1 minute away from running out of time. But Mr. Clamper isn't walking away. He's going to wait.
A nice easy one for me now.
Mr. Clamper, because he's a prick, is writing the car ticket and clamping it.
Yeah.
Even though he could have waited for a few minutes.
Why should I? I'm within my rights, well within my rights, to give this person a ticket.
Oh, and now here comes Mrs. Flustered.
Oh, here we go.
Mrs. Flustered has a lot of shopping, and she seems elderly. But Mr. Clamper isn't going to change his mind.
Oh, hello. I'm so sorry for being... I'm just a minute late. I was stuck there trying to get change. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. You're getting a clamp on, and that's a 75-euro fine. I don't care what you say.
Because Mr. Clamper is on a commission, he isn't going to change his mind. Poor Mrs. Flustered is going to have to pay a fee, and she left her credit card at home. He doesn't care, though.
I'm on commission.
Oh, dear.
So I get more money if I ruin your day.
Oh, my freezer pack will be melted. I am a terrible, horrible man.
Bye-bye, Mr. Clamper.
Good luck. Be careful where you park, right?
Of course, boys and girls, remember, not all Clampers are like Mr. Clamper. Some Clampers are lovely and kind.
What?
Only joking. This is a fairy tale after all. Bye-bye, boys and girls. Be careful where you park.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Madison is on the phone. Good morning to us, Madison.
Morning.
Can we call you Maddo?
Hello.
Do you have a nickname, do you?
Maddie.
How do you normally do, Maddie?
It depends. What sort of questions is they're asking?
Yeah, exactly.
A few tens, but a few fives and sixes.
Do you think some of his questions are a bit bogey sometimes?
Yeah, they're kind of like, you wouldn't know. You think you're right and you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's Jim, all right.
Did you get 10 yesterday, did you?
I did get 10 yesterday, yeah.
Well done.
They weren't bogey yesterday, were they?
So come here, where are you getting your hair done when they reopen?
Off me ma. We done a home dye and it turned out better, so we'll stick with her for now.
What's your ma's name?
Mary.
Well done.
Alright, Mary.
Is she taking bookings?
Yeah, and it turns out that's the CV she did.
Yeah. I'll be coming round for a trim.
Yeah.
One Mariser.
Anytime. Right.
The bell Mariser. Right,
okay.
We have 10 questions. Let's, we gave away 1,000 euro yesterday to Ian and Finglas. We would love to give you another 1,000 euro.
I really
euro.
Would, just to annoy the accountant. Even for that reason alone, I'd love to give away 1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
I am.
Here we go. Right, come on.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Porridge is made out of what?
Oat.
What did Incy Wincy Spider walk up?
Spill.
How many wheels are there on a quad bike?
Four.
In America, is Washington D.C. on the east or west coast?
East.
True or false, Dermot Kennedy's middle name is James.
False.
Kevin, Stuart and Bob are all characters in what animated movies?
Dominion.
What's the name of the pub in Fair City?
There's something. No, it's not the pig. What is it? Oh, shit. Fair City.
I have to rush you now.
I'll pass.
What Spanish island did Mike Posner sing about in the tune?
Ibiza.
Who beat PSG in Istanbul last night?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Who beat Paris Saint-Germain in Istanbul last night?
Man City.
And what is the capital of Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Oh, repeat. Switzerland.
Bonbons.
Okay.
You can you just call me Joker?
Right. So, Madison.
Yeah.
Oats water spout in four.
Jim, did you not climb up the water spout? You didn't walk up it.
Incy Wincy Spider climbed up the water
spiders
spout.
Spiders don't walk.
Well, whatever. Are you alright today, Nobby?
Yeah, have you seen Spider-Man? He climbs like.
Nobby's in one of those moods today. Have you noticed that, Madison?
By the way, yesterday was International Superhero Day. We never even mentioned it. We're a joke shop.
Joking.
We're a joke shop.
Right, well, anyway. What's that got to do with Incy Wincy Spider?
Because Spider-Man's a superhero.
What's
Incy
that?
Wincy.
Oh, Spider-Man's a superhero.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
right,
a spider.
So there's a spider connection there.
There's four wheels and a quad bike. Great fun.
Washington, D.C. is on the west coast.
On the west.
It's on the west,
The Donegal of America.
Up the top, on the left.
I'd say their driving's better off.
Dermot Kennedy's middle name is Joseph. So you were right, it was.
Minions is the right one.
McCoy's is the pub.
There is a pig in it though, isn't it?
I thought it was the pig.
I think the hungry pig is gone.
Is that Eddie Rockets, is it?
I think the hungry pig is gone. It's
closed down.
It's a wine bar now.
Are they still
wearing a City Watch on anyway?
No, most of are they still wearing a mask on that show?
I haven't seen it for a couple of weeks, but yeah, they were wearing those see-through masks so you could see them. They just stand in spar shouting at each other.
Took a pill in Ibiza, or a plane in Ibiza if you'd take the radio out.
Man City came to you, well done. And Bern is the capital of Switzerland.
Yeah.
So you got 7 today, Madison.
7. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's all right. It's all right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having a go.
Thanks. Bye.
This is Robert. I'm clocking 7:04.
Kilroy. What's DC? You know, two letters amongst state, city.
State. So
Washington
State's on the west coast, and so I meant to say that.
Yeah, of course, we would have given away the. You know, if it was a 9 out of 10, and that was the 10.
Oh yeah,
of course, of course.
Jesus, they're eagly eared, weren't they?
Well, it's good to know people are engaged in the quiz. So yeah,
recount.
Recount. Yeah, city, not state. F104 is Nigel Noggin is here. At the moment it's a sunny Thursday. If you'd like to, you know, take those vibes and give us something that we could all nod to on the day that we are hopefully going to get to hear that a lot of stuff is reopening. Imagine going to the gym. Imagine going for a swim. Imagine getting your nails done.
Is there a song about being back? And not boys are back in town. I mean, like, you know, that's kind of in the right direction. But like, what is about it's all happening, or is there a song about reopening or being outdoors together, or
being free,
hairdressers,
being allowed to travel within your entire country.
There's definitely a song about
getting out there. I don't know.
Well, they mention barbershops in summertime, don't they? Fly from the barbershop, back from the beauty salon. They definitely mention the two of them in that song. Is there anything that they can think of be a good nod, an appropriate nod?
Our WhatsApp is open to you, 087-679-7104. Give us a shout and we could get your jam on in the next few minutes.
Back for good.
No.
Nicky Byrne suggested that.
What's wrong with him?
What do you mean what's wrong with him? He's a very nice fellow who listens to the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
I didn't say he wasn't.
He's from Dublin. He listens to us.
But that's,
and he said, yeah, he liked the golf prank and he likes.
That's the
back for good is a good suggestion, Nicky.
Your lipstick mark on my coffee cup. He wants to get over boy bands, that fella.
Well, they would be heroes of his.
Even that band has turned on themselves.
Back for good is a good suggestion. It's not really a nod your noggin, but like, it's a good suggestion. Yeah. You leave Nicky Byrne alone.
I'm not saying anything about him.
You know?
Anything else, though?
Thanks for listening, Nicky.
Anything we could dance to, Nicky? Come on, you're a bit of a DJ yourself now, bud. Come on. Helps us out when we're not busy.
Is there a dance remix of Back for Good?
No, Jesus. Would you stop? Ultimate free. That'd be, yeah.
No limits. On. That's a good one. No limits.
Bring it back, Maloko. Yeah. Open up shop DMX. Yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking. Bring it back, Maloko. Yeah, that's very good.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Nicky.
Look, he comes from a boy band world. He's listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. He's only trying to help. Unfortunately, he got Nobby on a bad day. I don't think he got any sleep last night.
He is from a boy band. He's also just a young fella from Balldoyle. We've loads of them listening to us. Next.
Well, I'm glad you're listening, Nicky. And I thank you for your suggestion. Yeah. Nobby's just a bit, you know, I don't know what's wrong. What's wrong with you today?
Nothing, Nobby? I'm fine.
What
I'm
is
fine.
Wrong? Is everything okay?
Beach ball.
Do you need a hug? I'd give you a hug if I could, but I'm not allowed.
No. Oh, right. 087-679-7104.
Come on. Some people are suggesting...
Entrance set you free. There you go.
Yeah, but some people are suggesting worse things than Nicky Byrne.
Oh, no, that's true.
Some people are saying, like, really, like, stuff your grandma would dance to there.
It's 8:31. Is it going to rain today, James?
Only helping. Love you, Jim, he says. Oh. No mention of you there, Nobby. No mention.
Cuts deep.
Yeah. I'm actually going to...
Keane's my favourite anyway.
I'm going to stand up off my stool to do the weather.
Can you do the weather in a different key?
Start the weather sitting down. Yeah. You know, he's got chewing gum under our desk here. It's still there, if anyone wants it. So weather today, it's going to be a mixed bag this morning of sunshine and potentially showers. But look, those showers could...
Now, different key.
Be gone by 10 and we'll be grand.
you still messaging each other there, yeah?
Well, he's included you. It's the three of us in the group there. It's a group chat.
On Dish the Dirt, Billie Eilish releases her teaser for Your Power, which is her song. It's very mellow. Even more mellow than Back for Good. And Ewan McGregor gets asked about a young Luke Skywalker question. What did he say? He got all weird about it.
Oh, that, I'm looking forward to that. There's been some footage released already of that. Looks good.
Well, thank you for all the suggestions for Nod Your Noggin this morning. We've pulled out a legendary tune. A tune that reflects girls when you'd be looking like something, because you're all going to be gorgeous. You're gorgeous now, obviously, anyway. There's no finer song for a Thursday nod, Jim, when the sun is shining.
Nod.
Are you ready for this, everyone?
Yeah.
Are we going where we think we're going?
Oh, yeah.
FM 104.
Nicky. Come home, all forgiven, Nicky. When you look like that.
FM 104.
So remember I asked you earlier on, because we were playing with my hair back and forth, Willow Smith.
Yeah.
Willow Smith has become a punk. And I was saying, whatever happened to the music. And she's teamed up with Blink 182.
Really?
For a new single called Transparent Soul.
It was just by chance that you found this out, or did you go digging?
I didn't go digging.
Wow. So we're literally talking about her.
Literally talk. What happened to the music? She's back.
Weird. And the reason we're talking about her, of course, was because we were talking about hair.
With my hair back and forth for the hairdressers.
You know, girls, you'll finally be able to get sorted after such a long, long time. And this was the last time, well, we thought we'd heard from Willow Smith.
Very different now. She's got an amazing hairdo, blue lipstick, massive bass guitar, and she's rocking out with Blink 182's drummer.
So there you go.
Yesterday was National Superhero Day. Marvel Studios also launched Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson is back to promote her new Black Widow movie. Can everyone stop asking her stupid questions as well? Have you seen all
they
those?
Ask her?
There's a great couple of clips online of Scarlett Johansson being asked stupid questions. So she's there with various other people from various other superheroes, and they ask her about whether she's wearing underwear in the movie. They're asking her about her diet, and she's going, why don't you ask the lads these questions?
Underwear because of Superman wears his jocks on the outside, not those kind of questions.
No, they're saying, like, are you wearing any underwear? And she's, why are you asking me about, how come
weird.
You didn't ask Iron Man about his underpants? Like, what is wrong with you? And she calls them out. It's very good. Stop asking her.
Tony Stark has pretty cool underpants. I say they can go to the jacks for you themselves.
Natasha Romanoff will also be will always be our hero, is the headline, because Black Widow is in theatres and on Disney Plus in July.
How much do you really know about the elusive Natasha Romanoff?
Before I worked for S.H.I.E.L.D., I made a name for myself.
When it was time to assemble the Avengers, who did S.H.I.E.L.D. call?
Let me put you on hold.
Former KGB assassin, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avenger, she fought through the Battle of New York, squared off against the Winter Soldier, defended the world against Ultron. She signed the Sokovia Accords, dealt with all that fallout, and beat back the forces of Thanos. When all seemed lost, she held the team together. But how well do you really know her? It's time for her story.
I've lived a lot of lives.
You've been waiting for this.
So 5 o'clock today, the new Billie Eilish track is out. It's called Your Power. I've heard it in full. I closed my eyes because I was on a Zoom call with someone playing to me. And you know that awkward thing where you don't want to look at someone and you're just doing nothing.
So very few people have heard this full song.
It reminds me of Florence and the Machine mixed with something else. It's really like Lana Del Rey, maybe. It's floaty, it's dreamy, it's a lot slower
kind of
than
trippy.
Kind of trippy.
Could they use it at the beginning of a kind of a
Chanel ad? Yes.
Yes, you know what
yes
I mean?
They could.
Is there a kind of John Lewis vibe of it?
It's better than that now, but yeah. It's different to probably what not
Ethereal
the fans.
Ethereal is the word.
Yeah. 5 o'clock today, it'll be out.
There's only this clip.
This is like 9 seconds long.
Try not to abuse your power.
It's very, you know, mellow.
That's it.
That's it.
So all the Eilish fans who have their hair green and black all have to go and go blonde now.
Yeah.
That's a big job to switch from, and no hairdressers.
Well, good job. The hairdressers are about to be back open. It'll be grand. The 5 o'clock today, that new tune will be out, and we're kind of out of time, but we will bring you in the next Dish to Dirt. At the moment, Ewan McGregor gives a bit of a teasing answer to a question about Luke Skywalker,
and a bit of a Marmite band are having a huge reunion. I'll tell you about who that is after 9. Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. We can now zoom to Belfast and we can speak to very funny comedian Andrew Ryan. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, gentlemen. Very nice to be on this show that is on the radio.
How is the city that's known for Line of Duty now? How's it doing?
I'll be honest with you. I only moved here in September and I haven't been to the city centre, I don't think.
Oh.
Apart from driving through it because obviously the lockdown. So I'm living out in East Belfast, which is out by Hollywood area. And I just tend to stick to my area. And yesterday I got the old vaccine.
Oh.
And I'm kind of suffering today. I'm doing okay. Like I should be ready for this big comedy gig that I'm about to talk about on Friday.
Yeah, and it's exciting for everyone because I mean, you know, we've been talking about vaccines for so long, and now we're actually talking to a guest who's just had the vaccine.
Now,
so we're moving in the right direction.
It is worth pointing out that Andrew is a young man. There's nothing wrong with him. He just lives in the United Kingdom, so he's been vaccinated.
That is correct. Yeah, I that's one of the benefits of living in the UK is they are pretty good with their rollout.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I think the Irish people are. I think I saw something yesterday in the South that was they're doing 65 to 70 year olds now, so they're 30 years behind. And that's where they are.
They're paying
the
us
Irish
back.
The Irish vaccine rollout is a bit like you know when you go to the pub and you have to pay the bill or buy a coffee and you're like no I'll get it and it's like. We're too kind, you know. We need to be a bit more aggressive in the South with getting our vaccines. You know, it's been like I was in there yesterday in Belfast, and I stole a whole crate of AstraZenecas. So I'm selling them here if anyone wants an AstraZeneca vaccine, and I'll inject it straight into your eyes if you want.
But you're good enough for the vaccines up there, but you come down here for the gigs, don't you?
Oh yes, that is correct. It's a shame that I have to leave the house to go to work. Yeah. I'll be honest. Yes, it is. It is. I mean. Look, that's called freedom of movement. You know, we can all do what we want. Yeah, I obviously being a comedian and not traveling for the last year, I do love traveling and I do love doing gigs and going to Galway on Friday, which I was actually looking at the route from Belfast to Galway yesterday, and I can either go cross country or I can go down to Dublin and turn right.
Better roads. I do the latter.
For the better roads. So.
Yeah,
I haven't made up my mind how to get to Galway. What would you recommend, lads?
Yeah, I think the second one, yeah.
If you break
down to Dublin, turn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you break down, you have more chance of someone driving by and giving you the finger. What?
Yeah, in a UK reg car with a yellow plate. I've got more chance of being pulled over. And they're like, going, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to work, man. And they're like, but you have a Cork accent. I'm like, yeah, but I live in the North. It's a very complicated situation, you know.
Comedy's not really a job.
Michael
anyway.
Collins would be proud of you.
Oh, well, I live in East Belfast, right? And now, predominantly people, like, if you live in East Belfast, it's a British area, you know. It's a predominantly British area. Yeah. And it's lovely. Like, it's really nice. People are incredibly friendly. Where I live, I find it so welcoming. It's not what you think it is on the news and all that kind of stuff. I find it very easy to live here, you know. And I think people in Cork, especially my family, were a bit more worried about me living in East Belfast than actually myself, you know. Like, because I think they thought on day one I'd turn up into my housing estate, which is predominantly British, and with the Irish tricolour flag, you know. And I'd just be like waving it around at all my neighbours going, come out of your houses, everyone. There's going to be a few changes around here, I can tell you.
And what brought you to Belfast?
Lads, how long have you got?
What's her name?
Lads, I did move here for a woman, but we broke up during lockdown.
Oh, no. So,
yeah, that was the problem. It was spending the time together was the issue. And you know the way like when you people say like, oh, you need to stay inside now for the next 6 weeks. I'm like, I can't stay inside because like she's in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, and then it got to the point, like, I don't know about you guys, but have any point during the past year, have you looked at a partner and gone, I really hope you get the virus?
Jesus.
And the reason being is so you can stay in a room for 14 days and I can feed you through a door.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? So you are doing a gig, right? So we can all see you, and you'll be live from the Roisin Dove in Galway. That's why you're traveling down. Why didn't they let you do it from your gaff?
Oh, it's bullying. That's bullying. It's unnecessary travel during a national emergency, really. No, they have a special setup over there, which is like a big high tech COVID safe studio where they have loads of audience members tuning in from all over Ireland and the world, where they watch the show. And there's a studio in London as well where the Sean Walsh, the one of the acts who's on, he's obviously in London. So it's just a professional studio in this kind of new world that we live in of technology and Zoom. So it's supposed to be a fantastic setup. So I'm going over on Friday, you know, drive down on my own, do the gig, get back in the car, drive home, and then Saturday morning I got to get a ferry from Belfast to Liverpool for more work. So so it's going to be a busy weekend, but it's good because it kind of feels a bit of normality. You
know? It is like definitely coming back
and get back out on the road, you know. And
we've spoken about these gigs before. It's the Comedy Carnival with our friend Carl Spain as the host.
Yeah.
Yourself, Sean Walsh, Fabu D, who's known as the Black Paddy online, and Therese Cahill from Ireland's Got Talent. That's the lineup. You're live on stage.
It's
very good.
Be really good.
You can interact with the crowd. Will you do a bit of that?
I'll be honest with you, I find it difficult to interact with people in real life anyway, you know. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, this is a struggle.
Yeah.
When I got a call to say, would I go on FM 104? I think
you asked us in fairness. I don't think you got a call now.
That is correct. I think I did ask, yeah. But what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to continue with the persona of being completely disinterested. Okay,
yes.
That's the act, all
yes,
right?
It's good.
Get on board with You're a lovely man, usually. Come here, are there any culinary delights in East Belfast that you discovered as a Cork man?
You can get tato up here.
Is that Nordy tato or Southern tato?
Yeah, you get it in the different colour crisps, you know, in different colour packet, like.
Okay.
And they're a bit bigger as well, the packets.
Is there anything they've invented though that you thought, oh, this is lovely, they're missing out, down south?
Do you know what, in fairness to them, though, they have, I'm trying to think now what's actually, do you know what, nothing. I can't think of anything. There's nothing there.
Now that your missus is sadly gone, is there any reason to stay or?
I bought a house.
Okay. So sell that.
I have to live in the house.
It's pure Cork there.
Yeah, like I bought a house and like, listen, it's cheap up here. Like you can buy a house up in Belfast for the price of a Twix. And it's lovely and I like it here. I'm by the sea, you know, I can walk to the airport. You know, so whenever I start going back to London, and I've got family nearby.
Okay.
So I'm not like incredibly isolated. I bought a house and like did it up, and I'm really proud of what I did with the house. And I have a chair in the kitchen, and very excited about that. And some cutlery, so I'm doing well.
We've been getting these Guinness Surger cans from the north. So actually, if you're coming down for Friday and you're coming via Dublin, you could get some for us and bring them over.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be stopping in Dublin now, lads. Oh, Jesus, lads, I wouldn't be stopping. Do you know what happened to me the last time I was in Dublin? I broke down. I bought a new car and the car blew up just outside Dublin. I bought a car and the glow plugs went and then the fuel injector pump went. And I the car was only like 3 or 4 years old and I had to pull in and I had to ring my road recovery people and they wouldn't come and pick me up because I crossed over the border.
Oh, no. Wow.
And do you know what? All these people drove past me and they were just staring at me. And nobody stopped. And then one lady stopped and she came over. She's like, are you all right? And I didn't pull over just for the laugh. Like, you know what I mean? The smoke coming out of the car and stuff like that. And she got out and she was lovely and she was really polite and she helped me and we got a recovery truck and it was all sorted within about 2 hours. And so that's the last memory I have of Dublin, which is blowing up at the side of the road. But I do feel that we are getting towards the end. Like, I mean, London is opening up now, so I'm kind of heading back over there quite a bit. And my diary from kind of August time to Christmas is pretty full. Oh, so that's very exciting. I just hopefully, fingers crossed now that the vaccine rollout and everything goes smoothly and we can kind of get back to some sort of normality and live with this virus until it eventually goes away.
Absolutely. Here. So if you want to see Andrew Ryan, you can see him on Friday on the Comedy Carnival. It's online. You can book your tickets there.
It's very cheap.
Book your tickets through the Roisin Dove as well. And it's a great lineup. Sean Walsh is on there. Andrew himself, and then, as I said, Fabio D and Theresa Cahill. And, of course, Carl himself will be there too.
Respect the MC.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you again, lads. Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Good luck.
Cheers, dude. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04.
Were you ever told anything as kids to do with things that you know, I think people just didn't want you to pick things. You're just telling me about dandelions and how they're good for the soul, man. I was always taught, and I still think now, if you pick the heads off dandelions, you were going to wet the bed that night.
Was that the thing? Wet the bed?
Not Ginny Joes or whatever they are called, but the yellow weeds. They are weeds, are they? But
they're weeds. Well, I saw somebody online and they pulled a dandelion up and they said this is one of the best things on earth. They're not a terrible thing. They're a gift from nature. And he ripped it all up and he got the root and he ate the root and said there's more nutrition in the root of this than anything else on the planet.
Now, did he know what he's talking about?
I don't know. He was just online doing it. I don't know if he was
online.
I'm not going to go and do it, am I? But
I'd say he wet the bed last night, Jim.
Do you reckon he wet the bed?
Yeah.
Buttercups under your chin to see if you're a liar, was that it?
Yeah, if you didn't get the glow off the yellow, I think.
Yeah, but whose chin wouldn't glow?
I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone's glows yellow.
I suppose it would.
Stick your tongue out to tell if you're lying.
That was...
Your tongue goes white or something if you tell a lie or something, doesn't it?
That was from eating the sweets. That wasn't to do with... Unless you were licking nettles.
Was it your tongue goes a different colour when you lie? Was it not one thing?
Now we're licking nettles, and lads.
Did you do that with the dandelion and wet the bed then, did you?
I wonder, did I? I don't know. I'd say I was probably stayed up awake all night in fear. So I probably went to the jacks.
I heard a brilliant story before. And it was about a guy who was told. Do you remember this?
No.
Because I think you were there when we were told this story. And this kid had a habit of eating a jelly before you make it into a jelly. And he was told not to do it. You know, like you pick up a jelly cube before you pour the boil up. So he ate the whole jelly. And his mother told him that his whole body would turn into a jelly unless he went lay upstairs really still. And he lay upstairs really still waiting for his dad to come home. He thought he was in so much trouble. And he thought that his whole body was going to turn into a jelly if he moved. So he lay as still as he could. And he said the worst thing, like one of the worst moments of his childhood was lying on his bed, crying.
Waiting.
Where the tears were rolling down his face. And he was just trying not to move in case the jelly set in his tummy. So that's fairly cruel.
Yeah, no, you definitely were allowed to rob a little chunk of jelly. It was, I don't know why you'd bother eating
but
it.
But somebody's parents told them that and they believed it and freaked them out. When I was a kid, I was on the way to the zoo, probably for the first time. I went past the American embassy and I was told by my brothers and sisters, that's the zoo. And I said, what is that, the zoo? And they said, yeah, you know those funny windows in the American embassy? The animals will appear, those curtains will pull back and there'll be a giraffe and then another one will pull back and there'll be an elephant. And every time since, I go past the American embassy, I think of the zoo.
And they still think you're as gullible.
But it's just something I was told when I was a kid and I still think about it.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, that's what dandelions always make me think of, wetting the bed. And I'll hang the sheets out of. Coming up, if Matt Damon comes back to Ireland, he's going to have to look for a new gaff. Because he's not wanted back.
Oh, no.
I may be overdoing the not wanted back thing, but tell you about it in a minute. Still a bit sunny.
It is sunny. This is the thing. I couldn't call it at 6:30 this morning. I couldn't. I didn't know which way it was going to go. Where we are right now, it's sunny. I've been told that parts of Dublin could be wet right now. If that's the case, let us know. But it's looking like we're going to get away with it.
So far, so good. It's 9:30 now, and that is how it's looking for today.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So, this isn't a spoiler alert at this stage, but the last episode of Mandalorian of Season 2. Mandalorian, the whole idea of Mandalorian is he's going around with Baby Yoda, whose name is actually Grogu. They find that out. Baby Yoda, so the whole thing is he has to bring him to a Jedi. Finds a Jedi, but the Jedi finds it's a female Jedi. She's too busy. She's in the middle of a war. Can't help.
Women have a lot to be doing, in fairness.
And so she's going to have her own spin-off series. So eventually, he's at the end of the thing. It looks like they're going to be killed. And they're on a ship, and it's the end of them. They're all going to die. And a spaceship comes, an X-Wing comes in. And all the Star Wars fans, if you look on YouTube, grown men who grew up watching Star Wars are in tears at this. It's Luke Skywalker anyway, and it's all done with sort of CGI footage. So it's actually Mark Hamill's face from back in the day, and actually Mark Hamill's voice from now.
Wow.
And they did it, and it was quite well, but you'd know it was CGI'd. There's another fellow, this is an actor guy, who's the image of a young Mark Hamill, and the rumour is he will play Luke Skywalker. He'll take over that role in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
You're a bit into this, Jim, are you?
I'm just explaining the backstory of it.
Ewan McGregor was asked.
Yeah.
I think this was a fan thing or whatever. He's done a few screen tests with Chow, and he can tell she's a really, really good director. When asked if any of his on-screen tests were with an actor playing a young Luke Skywalker, he just smiled and said, "That's very possible. I don't know." This is a little throwback to when he was announcing that he would be playing the famous character once again.
Kathleen, can you ask me in front of all of these people, all of these witnesses, can you please ask me, am I going to play Obi-Wan Kenobi again?
Ewan?
Yes?
Are you going to play Obi-Wan Kenobi again?
Yes.
So I think that's a couple of years ago, and but they're filming it now, and there's even some footage appearing. So he's going to play a very young Obi-Wan with a very young Darth Vader, picking up from where those prequels left off.
And now you know. Also a little bit of a teaser today, 5:00 it'll be out. New tune from Billie Eilish.
Try not to abuse your power.
It's very mellow.
Very, very mellow.
Very, very mellow.
But good. Everything she does is good. I've never heard a bad Billie Eilish song.
No, she definitely captures the imagination and the attention and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Hit and Run is a thrilling mystery centred around one man's unconditional love for his murdered wife and his dark journey to uncover the truth behind her death, no matter the cost. Hit and Run hits Netflix this summer. It sounds like a good one.
Yes, it does.
Check it. Do you know who your wife was?
Maybe this wasn't about her. You know what I was. What I used to be. Someone's coming after my family. Some craziest from Israel wants to hunt international killers.
This is bigger than you.
There's more to the story. Tread carefully.
They messed with the wrong guy. They mess with the wrong guy.
So, Arnett's driving up to that gaff where he stays over sometimes and notice that they have the sports channels. Yeah, her husband John was killed in the last season of Line of Duty.
Right.
Don't at me about the fact that you haven't caught up yet.
And 50 grand was given by Hastings to her.
Allegedly. Can't prove that. Him, the actor, Stephen Graham, is going to be in the next series of Peaky Blinders.
Is he?
Yes. Unless he's just hanging around the set looking really weird in a really weird costume.
Wow.
Mm.
So I wonder, good, I wonder will he do his real accent, because they'd have an old Scottish fella in there.
Well, he's from Liverpool, but yeah.
Who is?
Stephen Graham.
Oh, Stephen Graham. I
not
thought
Arnott.
You said Arnott. You said Arnott.
No, I said Arnott.
You started with Arnott.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about your man Arnott.
Arnott calls around to his ex-miss, well, his widow.
Yeah, well, you were in the houses there.
He calls around for a few painkillers.
He does, yeah.
That's it.
So, yeah, Stephen Graham I can see. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Arnott, I couldn't see him.
No.
Or anything else.
He's very typecast now, isn't he?
Yeah.
What else could he do?
He has to go off. He needs to be an Ewok or something.
He looks like a shoe salesman.
He does. A shoe salesman who Mr. Ben. You can do the live action version of Mr. Ben where he goes through a wardrobe and appears in a factory.
Or shave him up, tidy him up a bit. Waistcoats. Salesman.
Snooker.
Louis Copeland. Yeah. No, Louis Copeland.
Louis Copeland, yeah.
He can measure you up. What's your inside leg? Get away from you, weirdo.
The letter of the law, fella.
So that's what's happening with Peaky's when it comes back, allegedly. That's just it for now. It's FM104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.